Good afternoon. We call this meeting of the Laughlin County Advisory Board to order. It is 1:30 PM on Tuesday, March 27, 2018. Some preliminary items. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order, combined, removed from the agenda, or delayed discussion. No action may be taken on any item not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off all cell phones and other electronic devices and take private conversations out into the hallway. With 48 hours advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made by calling 702-455-3530 or TDD 702-385-7486 or Relay Nevada toll-free 800-326-6868. Support materials provided to the board for this meeting may be requested from, it says insert name of contact at phone number, and will be available over the county's website at www.clarkcountymv.gov. Doug, if you're ready, you can come out and give the invocation, and I will lead the Pledge of Allegiance.
I'm not a government employee, and I don't represent the county. These fine people here do, and I don't represent these town board members. But I'm an ordained minister, and I was 40 years ago, actually. So what I say is, for me, has nothing to do with anybody here. Being a Jewish Christian, I can tell you, as a Jew in the 30s, had somebody ask me to pray for a building that I knew was going to destroy the lives of many people, I wouldn't be able to do it. I would pray for those lives that were going to be destroyed. In like manner, I'd like to pray for the lives that are going to be destroyed by this. Lord, I pray that you help the families. They're going to be devastated by these drugs. I deal with this all the time. And I do pray that you're merciful and kind, and I know you're going to help repair the lives of the people that are devastated by the use of these drugs. God bless those that do it, and even those that sell these things. May God be merciful to you and to me for letting this go on. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number two, public comments. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items which are on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this particular agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within this jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period at the end of the agenda. Comments during the public hearings will be limited to 3 minutes, unless you're the applicant. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and your address, and please spell your last name for the record. And any member of the board can ask for it, and the length of the presentation to be extended. This will be done by the chair of the board panel or the board by majority vote. Item number three, approval of minutes, none. Item 4, approval of the agenda for March 27, 2018, and whole combine or delete any items for possible action.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion that we approve today's agenda.
Second, Bruce Henry. Motion by Kathy Oakes, second by Bruce Henry, to approve today's agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Votes 4-0. Item 5, informational items, none.
We need to have a lot.
Pardon?
No, I was...
She's communicating with Doug.
Doug about the what's on the screens.
I haven't gotten to that yet. Informational items, none. Item 6, planning and zoning, WS 180117, Shipkey, AH, in Bajan, January 12, 1989, TR. Waiver of development standards for increased wall sign area.
Shut your door, your voice is carrying up here.
Design review for proposed wall signs in conjunction with an approved marijuana establishment, marijuana dispensary, within an existing commercial building on 7/10 of an acre, portion of a 20-acre parcel in a C2 general commercial zone in the multiple-use district, 1 overlay district, generally located on the southeast corner of Bruce Woodbury Drive.
And northwest.
Pardon?
You said southwest. It's northwest corner.
Northwest corner, I'm sorry, of Bruce Woodbury Drive and Casino Drive within Laughlin for possible action to the Board of County Commissioners on April the 18th. Is there an applicant who wishes to speak?
Mr. Chairman.
Please use the mic on the top. There you go. Thank you.
Excuse me, Randy Black, Sr. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, my name is Randy Black, Sr., B-L-A-C-K. My address is 1975 Casino Drive, Laughlin, Nevada, representing Clear River and Nevada-made marijuana. I'm here today to talk about getting an additional signage to our dispensary that you can see here on the pictures. And just like March 19, 1931, the laws regarding gaming were approved in Nevada, and they have dramatically changed since that day to today. But casino signs from the old days to now are still iconic. And marijuana has a long ways to go before we get all of the rights and laws and processes completed. But believe it or not, signs and the regulations of those in the marijuana industry are very important to what we do and part of this process. We think we've been a pretty good company partner, a pretty good citizen, and a pretty good corporate partner of Laughlin since we opened back in August 15th. We want to try hard to continue to do that, and we want to continue to be exemplary in our efforts to be good citizens in this community. Simply put, as we heard earlier, there are a lot of people that are not too keen on the business of marijuana. So when the marijuana laws for sale and the way that the signage was regulated was extremely complicated and very, very rigorous to keep it very small, very, very, very small, and out of the way of our neighborhoods. Obviously, the regulators didn't want someone coming into a community and saying marijuana for sale or joints for sale or doobies for sale, whatever, and put that up on their buildings and have that displayed prominently. So they reduced all of the restrictions for sizes considerably. At the end of this presentation, I will pass out something that shows you exactly that. But how this started with me was we actually put up our signs. We invited Chairman Sisolak to come and see our property after we had opened. The chairman came and he called me on my phone. He says, "I can't find a place. Where is it?" And I explained it to him. He finally drove there and then he said, "For Pete's sake, you need a better sign." I said, "Yes, Mr. Chairman, we do, but that complies with the laws that you have us under right now. He said, well, you need to make application to make that change. So there have been a lot of these applications similar to ours in the county that have been approved to make bigger signage and to get approval for a better situation in the signs. So, like I said, I'll show you. I got this now, and I'll just pass it out. I stole these notes from Jacob, so, but the only important part is so if you take a look at the part that I squared in the middle that I put the block around, if we were a normal business, we would be allowed 204 square feet. Our application before you now is 54.5. On the south, we'd have been 630 feet. We're 54.5. On the west, 186 feet is 69. And on the north elevation, 630. We didn't apply for that yet, although we would like to come back in someday and do that. That's on the north side of our building. So that is what we would be if we were any other business but marijuana. The size of signs that we could have on this building are significantly increased. So as you take a look at the signs that are there now, and that's why we put up only this one display for you. If you look on the bottom, you can see what we approved for a long time ago when the, or under the current regulations, says Nevada medical marijuana. And without having driven by it, you'd have to be literally standing on the sidewalk in front of the building to see it. So after we were approved back in October for recreational sales, we put up a banner. And that banner that you see there actually has, that you see on the building now, is actually the size of the sign we're asking you to approve, which correlates to the same square footages that are in that handout I just gave you. So basically, our building, if you drive towards it, is the old two-story building that used to be Valley Bank. If you drive south on Casino Drive, it's kind of a little square there. It kind of comes up kind of oddly. And then the big palm trees we have in front that we want to keep there kind of block that front sign almost entirely until you're right at the stoplight and look right at off your right shoulder. The other sign, which is on the west side of the building, which is our parking lot and also our main entrance, right off of the Woodbury Street, is where the number two sign would be. And then the third sign is the one that you see here, Nevada Made Marijuana, on the south side. The other reason that it's important to understand why they limited the size of signs is because most people are not like us. We are bounded by the shopping center on the north side of us, hotel casinos on the east side of us, and then the sewer plant, sending thing, whatever it is, on the south side of us. So we're not really going to impact any neighbors or any residential or anything in terms of what we're asking for. And it's, as I say, considerably less than if we were any other business. So basically, that is our entire presentation. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer anything you have for me today.
Okay. Would you like to add anything or clarify anything?
Right now, I'm fine.
Okay. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone here that would like to speak on this item? And I know that Doug told me beforehand he wanted to speak.
Are you going to speak?
Mr. Chairman, at what point should I make a disclosure about myself owning a marijuana business?
I'm not really sure about that. I have to stand here because one of the cameras back there. Pretty much what I said in the sense of what I wanted to say.
Doug, why don't you say who you are and stuff? Yeah.
Doug Wesley, 3790, that's where I live. Anyway, as a pastor, I'm like somebody that's a police officer, I have to deal with families who have been devastated by drugs. And you talk to any police officer, they'll tell you that a lot of domestic violence is, you know, drug and alcohol related. But when it comes to this kind of stuff, I got to tell you, I cringe every time I go past that building. And I think I feel bad because I did nothing to stop it. But the horse is out of the corral. I mean, this is going to happen. It's going to keep happening, and it's just going to keep going. And no matter what's said here, they're going to get what they want. And I know that. It's just that for me to have not said anything up to this point, I feel horrible. I go past that place, and man, it's packed. You're making a ton of money on this thing. My gosh, it looks like Walmart. It's packed. And I feel bad for our society. You know, I did drugs when I was a kid, and I did them before I became a Christian. And I know the effects of it. Like I say, I deal a lot with families that are devastated by drugs. And now, the reason why the sign is small is because it's shameful. That's why. You pull into town, you see this big old marijuana sign. Why is it small? Because it's shameful behavior. It's shameful, and we want to make it as small as we can because we don't want to say it's not like a McDonald's or Disneyland, right? You wouldn't tell Disneyland to have a small sign. You'd tell a marijuana store to have a small sign. So I am here, though, to help the people that are going to be ruined by this stuff, and we will always do that. And I even bless these guys. I don't wish them any harm. But I know this. There's nothing to do about this. They're going to get their sign. But I think for me to have not said something, I won't be able to sleep.
Anybody else? Seeing nobody else, I will close this public hearing. Would the applicant like to make any comments concerning the public comments?
Obviously, some people could say the same thing. Obviously, some people will and do say the same things about other things that are legal in this state. And I can't say much more than alcohol and all kinds of things cause problems in families. But it's up to the people that do it and use it to be able to do what they want to do. So I can't speak to that issue. But thank you.
Now opening this to the board, Kathy.
I just wanted to disclose. I don't know if it's necessarily anything I would need to recuse myself from. However, I do own directly adjacent to the medical marijuana. I do own a pet center that's been under construction for a while that I do intend to open. And the signage and stuff, I'm very aware of the location. It is a very busy location all the time. I'm over there every day and stuff, but I just wanted to disclose that I do have a business right next door to it, and it has potential for impacting perceptually negative against a pet center. So I just need to disclose that.
Any comments from any of the other board members?
Yeah, I have a question for the applicant. Before you put up the banner, after you said Chairman Sisolak came down and said you need a larger sign because he couldn't find it, did you have to go through some approval process to put that size of banner up there?
No.
So there was no restrictions on the banner?
There is restrictions on the banner, but I don't know what they are.
I think in your initial application, it was probably, like I know when I pull permits to build a street side location at the county, they give me the regulations for the amount of square footage of signage I can have based on the fact that I'm opening that building and or opening that restaurant. And I think it would be the same. You were, you know, given the parameters of what it was signage-wise you could have when you built the building or opened it with the business license.
That's correct.
Okay, I have a follow-up question in regards to that. The staff review here, they were concerned with the size that you're proposing. You mentioned that there were other locations in Clark County or Las Vegas area that also got approval for a larger sign. Could you tell me, did anything come up there of why it's being kept in that one size as opposed to the larger size?
Again, it's perception. I mean, there are a lot of people who just don't want just exactly what this gentleman said, a big sign that says marijuana. The key here is to understand that these, what we're applying for is considerably less than if we sold anything but marijuana. We could have a much, much, much bigger sign there than what we're asking for.
Mr. Chairman.
Kathy.
But one of the things in staff's conditions, you know, the exemptions that have been given to other medical marijuana or recreational marijuana is pertaining to the fact, and staff states it clearly, that a lot of them are in shopping centers behind other buildings. In your scenario or here, you're dead smack right in the corner, one of the busiest corners in Laughlin there. And, you know, you have signage on those sides. Yes, it's smaller signage, but if I'm not mistaken, it is exactly the square footage that is allowed under current regulation. Am I correct?
That's there now, right now. That's underneath the banner?
Correct.
The banner is what we're asking for. The sign that's under the banner is what's approved according to the regulation.
Okay, then I guess I'm not clear. Because I was under the impression what you're asking for is an increase from... Basically, right now you're at, where's my notes? The legislation says that currently maximum for this type of establishment is 30 square feet.
Correct.
And currently you are standing at 30 square feet. You stand before this board today requesting to go to 69 square feet, which is an additional 39 over the standard for your establishment. However, you state, and probably definitely so, that if this were a different type of business, you would be allowed 204 square feet, 630, 186, and 630.
That's correct.
Okay, all right, so, and the banner that's there right now, what you've hung a banner, and what you're asking for in addition to this larger portion or larger percentage is where there is a banner that you'd be allowed to place a sign there as well.
That's correct.
Instead of a banner.
Yes, that's okay. Correct.
All right. I just need to ball things up from my little brain.
Mr. Black, is this on all three signs? That there'll be signs?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Instead of banners?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
What banners will come down?
The banners that are there will be replaced by permanent signs.
Oh, okay. So you're going from a temporary...
Correct.
...to a permanent.
Correct.
I have another question.
Sure.
Go ahead. Have you got any feedback from your customers about the size of the sign, and have anyone said anything negatively to the fact that you were seeking to get it enlarged?
No, everybody's comfortable with the size we're asking for.
Okay. Because they probably see the banner that's up there now.
Correct.
Okay. Other than Chairman Sislak, who couldn't find it.
No, but that banner wasn't there when he couldn't.
Oh, okay.
It was the small, that's what I was talking about. If you look at this, the actual one that's up there on the bottom is what's approved right now. That is there. We just covered it with a banner that's about the same size as the sign that we're going to put up. You follow me?
I have one more question. The question is that, did you get this approved in Las Vegas? Did they see an increase in your business as a result of...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Any more questions from the board?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Me too. Gina, go ahead.
Okay, thank you.
Hi. Anyway, I think that visually, this packet that you had distributed really does shed the light on things, because it's really hard to visually get an idea of what you're really talking about, at least for me. unless I see it. So I'm looking at this, and I see it looks pretty good, actually, in my own personal thoughts.
Thank you.
That's what I wanted to say.
That's what we're trying to explain. What I'm trying to explain to you, if we were normally doing a normal business, the sign would be much, much, much bigger,
right,
and would be approved. What we're trying to do is simply do exactly what you just said.
Underneath.
Get it to scale.
Exactly. And I really wish that we would have had this with our actual packets to study over the weekend. I think it would have made a lot of difference.
Apologize for that.
Yeah.
Ms. Andrew, another question.
Go ahead.
Currently, and one of the things you discussed is coming back to us at a later date regarding the north elevation. So currently you have signage on the east, south, and west. Am I correct?
That's correct.
And you have interest in coming back to us and doing on the north elevation?
Yes, if we could, but you know, we're fine with what we have right now, what we've presented to you.
Okay. Obviously, comment until we bring the conversation to the board.
Any more questions from the board? Floor is open for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, could we have a little discussion amongst the board?
Go ahead.
One of the things that I've considered on this is, like I said, if you look at staff's recommendations, they had said that this is a vast variance and they don't recommend approval. And one of the reasons they say when they've done the exceptions in the past, it's been because the marijuana location is behind in a shopping center and needs to be brought forward. When I look at these pictures, I think the smaller one is more appropriate, considering that this sits, I mean, smack dab in the busiest corner on that strip. So one of the things that I'd like the board to think about, possibly, would be, and I don't know how to word this, maybe we could get some input from staff, as far as not approving the additional percentage, but approving current regulation that is the 30% or 30 square feet that they say, but to give the applicant something, in other words, to allow him the north, south, the north wall as well. In other words, keeping it smaller because it is smack dab right in one of the busiest intersections in Laughlin. Using the smaller sign that they have, give them the permanent sign that instead of the banner, and that would be, and give them the north side. So then the applicant walks away with something that they have that is better for the business, but yet if we can strike this balance, then I think it would be more aesthetically pleasing for Laughlin. It's still going to have, they're going to get something. It's going to be within the provisions. We've not done an exception because where we've done one exception for one, there will come another. We're setting a precedent. But this will keep it within the code. It will give them, they won't have the one banner. It'll be a sign. And we'll also give them the ability to do the banner on the north side, which they're not here before us for that. So this was my consideration because I think that, like I said, in other locations where they let them go to 69%, it's not smack dab in the busiest intersection in our community. And we just don't, I mean, you know, my personal feelings on it, I'm not against it, but by the same token, I think we should keep it classy and clean. And I think that would give the applicant something as well. So I don't know if we would just disapprove this, or if we would make an amendment and whether the applicant would be agreeable to making that amendment. So this is up for us for conversation.
So you're saying that basically keep the banners?
Use your, yeah.
So you're saying keep the banner?
Push it up.
So you're saying keep the banner on some of the signs? I'm sorry, I didn't
know. No, basically what I'm saying is let's keep at the 30 square feet per side, but let's give him where on, what is it? I think the west side is the banner. Let's give him a real sign there Let's keep 30% on the two sides that have the sign. Let's give them where they have a banner. Let's give them a 30% sign there. And then when he didn't come before us today on the north elevation, let's give him the north elevation at the 30 square feet.
So what you're saying is, instead of 110, 179 feet, either 90 plus the right to do a banner.
Not a banner, but a sign, a full sign on the north elevation. So he would get 30 square feet on the east, south, west, and north for a total of 120 square feet, which is within the code for the type of establishment that it is. So where he has a banner that he doesn't have a sign, he would be able to put up a sign that was the 30 square feet.
So right now he just has the east and the south?
And a banner on the west, I believe.
What you're describing is, it, is it ox?
Oaks.
Oaks.
Oaks, sorry.
Is if you were exactly, in Germany, it'd be ox.
Exactly what I have right now. I can do exactly what you just said in the rules. I can go build all of that without even coming here.
Okay.
So that's not what we're here to do. We're trying to get a slight increase in the size of the signs.
Okay, I wasn't aware that you could do that.
Yeah, everything you just said we can do under the current. But the problem is I'm not trying to ask for a huge, huge, huge sign. That's why I passed this out. The difference between 30 and 54 sounds like a big number, but the fact is, if I was normal, I could put a 630 square foot sign there, and I'm only asking for 54. So, I mean, you have to appreciate what you just said is I can do all four sides, which I can do exactly what you just said under the current laws, but you can't see that sign. The bottom line is you cannot see it. It's too small. So we're trying to get, yes, a big increase in terms of the size of the existing sign, which is so small you can't see it, but it's still only less than 10% of what I could put up
if I were a different business.
If I was anything but marijuana, anything, period. Even strip joints, whatever. Bars, liquors, you know, all of those are approved in that, etc. And I think it's just a little bit egregious. I agree that it doesn't have to be huge, but I'm not asking for huge, huge.
Anything from anybody else?
What? Jacob Gates at 6630 Aurora Spring Street.
Hold the microphone here.
Jacob Gates at 6630 Aurora Spring Street.
Can you spell your last name?
G-A-T-E-S-O-N. One of the other things I want to comment on, when we were talking about when I met with planning staff initially, planning staff told me that these types of applications, they essentially it goes to an auto deny, and then you go through this process. So the other ones that have been approved, I don't know for certain that they received staff support initially, but obviously those others that have been approved do set a precedent. Additionally, I understand in their summary that they wrote that they're not visible. One of the ones that I found that I can give a perfect example of is the apothecary, which is on Flamingo Road. It's there's nothing obstructing its view. It's set back only a few feet, and their signage is well over 63 square feet. So there's definitely a precedent in place. I think that was the main thing I wanted to address.
Okay. Looking at the handout, on the west elevation, there's nothing. And you can't even tell that that's really the entrance. The blockage of the palm trees and of the first story building and the light pole thing does make it hard to see the existing one. And the one on the facing the south, facing Bruce Woodbury, actually appears to be smaller than the other two.
important there. And there will be, since there is only one marijuana license in Laughlin, I don't really believe this would be a precedent in that sense. Did you want to say something, Jay?
No, I agree with everything you said, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Any more discussion? Floor is open for a motion.
I will go ahead and make a motion to approve the idea as it stands and that has been presented to us.
I second. Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Motion carries 3-1.
Thank you very much.